So the thing is, tonight might be Laylatul Qadr. Allahu Alam. When we think about the last 10 nights, the 27th day always comes up. Only Allah knows which day it is, but we only have 3 days left of Ramadan. These are the chances. They're just going to pass us. So I have two big surprises I want to share and a ton of things you can do to make sure that if it is Laylatul Qadr, that you get it, bidhnillah. According to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslimah Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslimah, and I am so excited to do this podcast because, I don't know, when I get into the last 10 nights, I don't get worried, I don't get sad, I get kind of hype, and we feel really excited. In fact, I have something very, very special to share with you, something that I made just for you, just for every single woman on the podcast. You're not going to want to miss it because we just dropped it to our email list and shared it to everyone, and dropping it on Instagram and here where people mostly follow me. A lot of you sisters have been reaching out really wanting to do better. Really wanting to be better. And you know, this Ramadan, whether you're struggling, you don't feel like it was like as amazing as it could have been, or you are having a great one, but you want to like amp it up the last couple days. A lot of people have been sending us, and even Thrive Sisters, mashallah, you know, inside the international sisterhood that we have, a lot of people are asking for like specific information about Laylatul Qadr. And yeah, you know, alhamdulillah, you're going to hear a lecture here. I mean, who's really going to catch all that information? Who's really going to, is anyone taking notes while they're watching YouTube videos or Instagram or TikTok reminders? Nobody has time for that. So what we did was we took all of the information that you need, all of the du'as, all of the ibadah checklists, what Laylatul Qadr is, and put it in a beautiful, like completely girly aesthetic Laylatul Qadr guide, totally free. And we just dropped it, I think, last night. So if you want a copy of that, you can either, I'll put a link below. It's also currently on my Instagram stories. It's also currently in my Instagram board. If you go there and you'll see a reel that looks like the nighttime, and you guys are just downloading it like crazy. I think in the first couple hours, we had 800 downloads already. So alhamdulillah, and everybody's saying like, oh my gosh, this is everything I need. I can just print it out. It's digital. It's totally digital. So you could just keep it on your phone, your laptop, your iPad, whatever, and just like save it and just reference it the whole next couple days. So you have all the special, you don't got to go looking in places for other stuff. And alhamdulillah, really excited. The second other announcement I want to make is, as you guys know, because it might be the last 10 nights of Ramadan, it's really, really important that we understand that our deeds might be multiplied immensely. And our help of new Muslims entering Islam means so much more to them and you. So I also have a link there to send Qurans, maybe like hijab. You know how many women start and they say, I have no Islamic clothing, I want to pray, I don't even know how. They're not near a place where they could buy these things. They don't really understand what to buy online. Imagine if they were gifted by you everything they needed, and then they prayed in that hijab. You know the reward you would get? Or they took up that Quran and they became closer to Allah with it, the one that you provided for them. We're doing that right now for reverts, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And if you go to our website and you go to the donation section, you'll find a way to do that. Or it's at Mindful Muslimah, you know, www.mindful-muslimah.com/revert donation. mindfulmuslimah.com/revert donation. And you'll be able to donate there. I'll put a link below as well. So just going to leave those announcements. So let's dive right into what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some highlights from the new PDF that I just, like the guide that I just talked about, so that you can have some of the best experiences, alhamdulillah. So Ramadan is the month of spiritual cleansing and purification for Muslims, as we know. And in the last 10 nights, it's even more significant. And in order to make best use of this night, we want to make sure that we increase in our acts of ibadah. So I'm going to talk about exactly which ones. I included a checklist. I included all the da'at. And so First off, let's just give really quick recap for people who are not familiar. Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, is described in the Quran as better than 1,000 months. Now, the other day, and that's in Surah 97, verse 3. In the other podcast, I was explaining to you guys that, like, 1,000 months was, like, crazy amount of back then. But it's not, like, so, you know, big deal for us here because we have millions, billions, trillions, right? So I was explaining in the last podcast, if you missed it, that when you hear 1,000 months, I want you to think of like infinity, like just so many. You can't even imagine, like millions, trillions, billions, because that's basically the equivalent in context for us today. And if you don't know what I mean by that, you can listen to it in the last podcast. I go into greater detail. I just don't want to repeat it here. And anyway, for this reason, we have to use our time really wisely. So here's some quick, simple things. I'll go over a couple, only maybe two or three of these I mentioned in the last podcast. But then I'm going to go on to some other new stuff in this one. One, I mentioned taking a vacation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentally choosing to make these nights a priority, taking a mental, spiritual, and emotional vacation. I'tikaf, I mentioned if you could do it, you could do it. But overall, whatever goals you had for the beginning of Ramadan, bump it up, right? I also mentioned the dua of, oh Allah, you are the most forgiving and you love to forgive. So forgive me, right? This is the one that Rasulullah he said constantly. So I'm blasting this in my house on repeat and I'm walking around my house, I'm cleaning dishes and stuff like that. I mentioned in the last podcast, everything I'm doing step by step. But in this one, I want to share with you some of the things in the checklist that you should be thinking about. Number one, switch off social media as much as you can and avoid surfing the net. I know your fingers can't stop moving and they're so used to it, but I was telling a friend this just, I think yesterday. Can you imagine that, you know, we think we've made it, right? Like I have my career, I have my accolades, I have my whatever accomplishments I've made. I can't even control my finger. I can't even control my finger from moving on a piece of glass. You think people who are like accountants, millionaires, billionaires, like can't even control their finger to stop scrolling social media. That's intense. Can't even control my tongue, that little organ in my body. Can't even control it from talking nonsense or wasting time or cursing or whatever. Can you imagine? My eyeball can't even control it from looking at something I shouldn't. My ears, like the fact that we can't control our own body parts and we think we're adults, that's deep, right? So if you feel it's hard for you, just try to legit like put the phone in your purse, put it up in your desk. Listen, just text the most 2 to 3 important people that you love and be like, listen, I'm just going to try to like in the next couple of days, just be off more. If it's really an emergency, call me. That way if the phone rings, you'll know. That way you're not like, oh, maybe they text me, you know, because we're always like, oh, but maybe I missed something. We have like that whole FOMO thing. So if you let the most important people know that you're worried about getting an emergency text or call from, look, it's the last 10 couple nights and they know, then you don't have to have that feeling anymore and you could safely put the phone away. Does that make sense? Okay. Because I know like we think that like we have to be next to it all day long, but we really don't. And that's the reason we're going to end up losing Ramadan. So number two on the checklist was like give sadaqah every day. One of the best things I ever did, and I was funny, I was just reading through it this morning after Fajr of all the things I donated to without even knowing it. So I had signed up for that 30 days of Ramadan where it automatically gives for you. This is the first time I did it this year. It is so amazing. I'm doing it every year. I had shared a link with it for you guys. Anyway, alhamdulillah, I was like, you know, like I just did it. You know, I'm like, you know what? Allah, bismillah. And I did it. And then I didn't actually know who I donated to because it does it for you. Like every day it gives it to a different charity. So apparently I was helping children with disabilities in Pakistan. I was giving to like children with Down syndrome in Pakistan. I mean, like, who would have known? They made an entire school for that. It's so amazing. And all these other, what the heck was the other ones? Oh, it was feeding people bread in Yemen or, you know, helping children in Syria and Palestine and building like a water well in Uganda. My point is like, I didn't even have to think about it. So that's really cool. It just happens on autopilot, but I probably will increase in my donations and other things that I feel passionate about. And if you guys feel passionate about new Muslims, I know a lot of them have come into the fold of Islam from, you know, being inspired by Palestine. But then imagine if after that they see all the Palestinians, you know, so amazing in their faith. And then they come to the regular, you know, Muslims over here who are not going through that type of a horrific account. And then we're just like, I'm busy. Like, I would have been that we just like deflated their entire feeling about the deen. So that's why I'm really, really passionate about making sure that they have help. And alhamdulillah, if you really feel up to it, definitely you can donate in the link there or the one on my Instagram. Okay, push yourself to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't care how tired you are. I am tired too. I am so tired. My brain is not even working. I'm trying to formulate sentences. My husband and I were laughing last night because he was trying to tell me something. And he was like, he's like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm saying. And I'm laughing and he's laughing because, you know, that's the way it is. It's only a couple more nights. You're not going to die. You're going to be fine. But just like definitely push yourself. If you can perform etiquette, I told you you can. But definitely qiyam in the night, like whatever it is. I don't care if it's just two extra rakat, two whatever. Constantly asking Allah forgiveness. I'm like walking around my house. This is your checklist, okay? Striving for all the du'as to make. And I have a du'a list. I have a few. I want you to make your personal du'a list of all the things. Like, I want this, this, this. But if you just want like the most powerful ones that the Sahaba used and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used, I have that for you in the downloadable free guide, remember? And then just like honestly try to eat a little bit healthier so you have less fatigue. We are eating so much lighter these days. The truth is, like, I don't know, I think in these last couple days where I really just eat slower and I taste each morsel and I try to be like bismillah, alhamdulillah. And when I do that, I get full right away. And then I mean, for people who want to lose weight, that's helpful, right? But that's not why we're doing it. We're doing with the niyyah of like, I want to have full energy, so I'm just like only having what I need, right? So there's a couple of things in the checklist. There's other things, but I really hope you guys enjoy those. Now, other than, you know, all these ibadah and stuff like that, I just want to remind you really quickly of some really important du'as that you should be doing. First of all, when you're making du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have a list of his 99 names, you know, every different du'a, like try a different name, you know, right? Al-Jabbar, you know, Al-Adil, like whatever you're going to name, like say a different name, or you could say, I call upon you by your secret name. You know, he has another secret name. Send salawat on the Prophet, peace be upon him, always sending him salutations, and then supplicate your wish. This is the order in which you do it. You actually, you know, praise Allah, say his names, you give blessing on the Prophet, and then you say what you need. Now, if you have done before this tawbah, it's even better. But when any of you have performed salah and want to supplicate, let him begin with praising Allah, glorifying him, and then sending prayers upon the Prophet. This is in a Tirmidhi. And alhamdulillah. Now, there is the dua for Laylatul Qadr that I already explained to you. O Allah, you're most forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. This is the most, when Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said it. But after that, there's Sayyid al-Istighfar, which is the chief of prayers, the best way to seek forgiveness. And I love this one. I'm going to read it to you. I encourage you to memorize this one. Don't worry, we have it inside the downloadable PDF. It's in Arabic and then transliteration and then English. O Allah, you are my Lord. There is no God of worship except worthy of worship except you. You have created me and I am your slave. And I'm under your covenant and pledge to fulfill it to the best of my ability. I seek your protection from the evil I've done. I acknowledge the favors that you bestow upon me and I admit my sins. Forgive me, for none forgives sins but you. We also have in there du'a for protection from the hellfire, du'a for guidance, special du'a for direction in your life, where to go, for knowledge, for wisdom, for health, and seeking refuge from the important things, the supplication for the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, the du'a for our parents, and the special supplication for beginning Qiyam al-Layl. This is really important to do. And the frequent supplications of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And alhamdulillah for taqwa, purification of the soul. I mean spouse, du'a for spouse, for children, for sujood and forgiveness of sins, for a good ending. I mean, we have it all in there for you. And how do you get your du'as answered? And I want to say in the odd nights, sadaqah, charity, in secret, extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. And as many of us feel bad about our past sins and want good for the new year, this brings an amazing opportunity to put ourselves in a good position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, alhamdulillah, I want you to think about where you can do that. We have a lot of dhikr for the 10 nights in the PDF as well. You know, alhamdulillah. And for those who have faith and whose hearts find peace in the remembrance of Allah, truly it is in the remembrance of Allah that we find peace. In the Quran 13:28, and I have a whole bunch of it listed. Again, Arabic transliteration and like all the resources in English. Alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we may reach Laylatul Qadr, and that our ibadah, our du'as, everything may be accepted so we can have the full forgiveness and reward of it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have us love him and to have him love us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us in a gathering better together in Jannah al-Firdaus, amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Don't forget, sisters, please, please keep me in your du'as and my family, and I will definitely keep you in mine. And alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to love what he loves and to be generous. And if you feel so inclined to give a Quran to a revert or to help them, I told you, www.mindful-muslim.com/revert/donate or the links below. Do not forget to get the free Laylatul Qadr guide so you can have every resource and have the full benefit of Laylatul Qadr. Talk to you in the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.